Peace be upon you, everybody, and welcome to your favorite program, Algerian Youth Voices. I am Abdel Baqi Ben Ashoura, presenting Wergla. As you know, we have in any new podcast a new story and a new experience that all of us get benefits from. Today's story has been reported from Wergla. Listen up. Life is good, but that doesn't mean that it gives you all what you want or keeps you all what you love. It's all about God's destiny, and it's up to you to believe in it or not. We had an interview with one of the people who didn't know about the what of destiny at first. He is Sharif Zghiri, and his story, The Black Hat.
It all starts, you know, when I was in elementary school, you see, because I was really an ex student and I was really active, but the thing is that I was really isolated from people, you see, so I was like offensive to anyone who's, you know, the one with the greatest marks and whatever. So, and then I was always like number one until that boy named Hussam came to the class.
Hussam was famous because his father was a well-known gendarme working beside a near elementary school in Mughayr, where Sharif and Hussam study. More importantly, he is one of the most prominent studious students at his school. All of his teachers were eulogizing and praising him.
So I started feeling like threatened. So then it started between me and him. I was like number one, he was number two, and sometimes he's number one and number two. I found out that we're kind of the same. We love the same things, watch the same things. You know, it's like we are in the same level. So it was like another copy of me.
After 5 years, Sharif had to say goodbye because Hussam's family had to shift to another residence in Constantine. But Sharif was meeting Hussam because Sharif was always visiting his uncle in Skigda.
You see, because Skigda is 80 kilometers away from Constantine, so it was like too close to him so that we can meet. And we stood in that case for like 13 years as best friends. Until it was in Dijon. We were at the beach near to the La Roche Noire, and there was a guy, you know, selling hats, you see, because we loved a series of Will Smith.
Sharif and Hussam were rushing to see who's gonna buy the hat first.
When we got to the seller, he was like, it's 1,020. So I was like, it's okay, you can take it. And we've agreed that we own that hat together. After that, the hat was like an excuse so that he can see me or I can see him, because we agreed that in each 2 weeks or each week, one of us will get the hat.
After a year and a half, a new member called Sharif, in which he was about to hear a very bad and outrageous news.
They have told me, like, are you Sharif? And I was like, yes. They said, we need you to come and check a body that we have found. And it's a car bus accident to see what's going on. Because you see, the last number they found in his phone was mine.
Sharif went immediately to the location of accident. It was a big crash. 35 people were killed. And Sharif was shocked because
my friend was on the ground with his brains out, and I don't know, the last thing I remember, I was in the hospital, and my uncle's family and some of my friends were there.
He hardly believed that his best friend has passed away.
I thought like it was a dream, you know. The real part, I mean, when I had to believe that he was really dead, when his father and his mother, they called me and the mother was crying.
After a span of time, Sharif had to visit Hussam's parents, who gave him the black hat. They thought it was his, because they don't know about its story.
As I remember, since I wore that hat, I couldn't even take it off, and I was really, like, mad at God, and I couldn't even look at the sky, I wasn't praying. I couldn't even take it with my parents, like, take it off, and I was like, no, I just wanted to wear it.
Sharif was like that for 3 years, without being a good guy. He considered that life is not fair, and he was even misjudging God. To sum up, he was completely messed up.
I was listening to some metal and rock songs. By that time, I couldn't believe like what destiny was.
Sharif is now a first-year student in Wergla University, but he is still sitting alone at the back of amphitheater, rude with everyone, trying to touch his hat or trying to talk to him about his loneliness. But after all this, will he change?
Until, as I remember, I've met a friend of me. He's Mzabi. He was like interested in computer sciences and we shared the same room.
Shirif roommate deployed great efforts in order to convince him and make him satisfied. But it didn't work out. But his roommate knew that Shirif is interested in computer science. He started a question, which is,
look, if I gave you a Japanese laptop that has, you know, Japanese letters, Japanese system and everything, and I've gave you a catalog, but you didn't use that catalog, what will happen to your laptop? And I was like, definitely it will be broken or I will face problem using that laptop. He was like, okay, that's it. So the laptop is your life and God gave you the catalog, so you're not following the catalog and you're facing problems.
These words have penetrated Shirif's heart and eventually he started to change.
I remember when he just said that, I mean, he put it in that way, I cried, I really did cry, you know. After that moment, I started to change and then, you know, I started to become a good person.
Then, Shirif has decided to take that hat off.
When I took that hat off, it sounded weird at the first, you know, and then I felt like a fresh air. It was like a new world. It wasn't about the hat. It was about taking all that pressure, taking all that pain off. And I thank God and I thank a teacher of me because she was the only one, you know, who contacted me. And she gave me the name of the black hat boy because she was the first teacher that allowed me to wear that hat during her classes. I really thank that friend that helped me come back again to life, to come back to my own religion. And I thank, secondly, the teacher, you know, that really believed in me, and that's it.
Thanks for listening. If you gotta listen to Many Choices, listen to the Algerian Youth Voices. I gotta something to say. It is goodbye.